Today's paper is LabShield, a multimodal benchmark for safety-critical reasoning and planning in scientific laboratories. The paper's stated goal is to benchmark multimodal models on safety reasoning and planning tasks in laboratory settings. This matters because laboratory environments are safety-critical, and assessing models' abilities there is important for both research and deployment. I'll hand the technical details to Jamie.
Thanks, Alex. From a methods perspective, a multimodal benchmark like this typically defines scenario descriptions, pairs visual and textual inputs, and specifies task types such as hazard identification, diagnosis, and stepwise planning. The novelty is often in how tasks are framed for safety-critical reasoning, the evaluation protocols used across modalities, and curated scenarios that stress planning under constraints. I'll go into method and evidence details next.
Concise operationally, benchmarks such as LabShield matter because they surface gaps between model outputs and safe lab practice and help prioritize validation efforts. They can guide training, simulator-assisted testing, and determine where human oversight or additional sensors are required before deployment. I'll discuss practical constraints and limitations in the next segment.
A multimodal benchmark for lab safety like LabShield typically pairs visual inputs, photos or schematic images, with textual context such as protocols or scenario descriptions to create tasks that require cross-modal reasoning. These tasks commonly include hazard identification, diagnosis of what went wrong, and stepwise planning to recover or mitigate risks under constraints. Novelty in such a benchmark usually comes from how scenarios are constructed to stress safety-critical planning, the diversity of modalities and task types, and the evaluation protocols that penalize unsafe or incomplete plans. Evaluation often measures both correctness of reasoning steps and practical feasibility of proposed plans, rather than only surface-level label accuracy.
So Jamie is saying the benchmark structures realistic lab scenarios across images and text, and scores models on detection, diagnosis, and constrained planning with protocols that emphasize safety implications. Mark, over to you to interpret practical use cases and constraints.
In the field, benchmarks like this are useful for lab training tools, decision support systems that flag hazards, and for validating control policies in simulators before any real-world trial. They help prioritize where human oversight is most needed and which sensors or interfaces are critical to collect. Practically, deployment constraints include sensor quality and placement for reliable perception, real-time latency requirements for interventions, and clear human-in-the-loop workflows so a human can verify or override plans. Models must also provide calibrated uncertainty so operators know when to trust or reject suggestions.
Annotation and evaluation are non-trivial. Expert labeling is required for many safety judgments. Inter-annotator agreement can be low on ambiguous hazards, and designing scenario distributions that reflect real labs is hard. Benchmarks can also struggle with synthetic scenarios that do not capture the variability of real-world equipment, procedures, or lighting conditions.
That leads to key limitations to watch for. Distribution shift, when a model trained on benchmark scenarios sees new instruments or protocols, annotation gaps that miss rare but critical failure modes, and overfitting to synthetic or templated tasks that don't generalize to operations. These gaps mean benchmark scores should not be interpreted as deployment-ready guarantees.
Given those limitations, what should teams do for safety validation and integrating these models into lab workflows before considering production use?
Mark, teams should run robustness testing across varied sensors and environmental conditions, implement fail-safe behaviors that halt automated actions on low confidence, and enforce staged rollouts with human supervisory control. Continuous monitoring, logging, and procedures for incident review are essential, as is alignment with any relevant regulatory or institutional safety processes.
From a technical evaluation perspective, additional checks include adversarial and corner case stress tests, calibration and confidence evaluation, simulator-in-the-loop trials to measure planning latency and success rates, and interpretability checks so suggested plans can be audited. These evaluations complement benchmark scores and help quantify residual risks.
In short, treat LabShield-like benchmarks as a valuable signal for model capability and failure modes, but not as a sole clearance for production. Operators should require system-level testing, human-in-the-loop validation, and carefully designed safeguards before integrating these models into live lab workflows. For deployment, prioritize robustness testing across varied sensors, lighting, and instrument configurations, and run simulator-in-the-loop trials to exercise planning under realistic constraints. Implement fail-safes that prevent automated actions on low confidence and require human confirmation for high-risk steps. Ensure clear uncertainty reporting, staged rollouts, continuous monitoring, and incident review aligned with institutional safety processes.
Technically, complement benchmark scores with calibration checks, adversarial and corner case stress tests, and interpretability evaluations so suggested plans can be audited. Use evaluation metrics that measure stepwise correctness and safety penalties rather than only label accuracy to capture practical risk. Those additional evaluations help quantify residual risk before any physical deployment.
In summary, LabShield-style benchmarks provide a focused view of model strengths and failure modes in lab safety tasks. But benchmark performance should be treated as an informative signal rather than a deployment clearance. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArXiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.